Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church, located at 905 Yadkin Street in Kingsport, Tennessee, would like to invite you to listen to a message of sovereign grace by their pastor, Gabe Stonecker. And now, Pastor Gabe Stonecker.
If you would like to turn with me in your Bible, we are going to be reading from John 21. John chapter 21. And as you are turning there, I want to make special note of the fact that every time that we gather together for worship, whether it's in person or whether it's through this program, every single time that we gather together for worship, there are some critical things that must take place. They must take place. If we are going to enter in to true worship, and think about that word, think about what that word means, think about what that is, worship. If we're going to enter into true worship, some critical things must take place. Number one, our Lord must be glorified. If we're going to enter into worship, our Lord must be glorified. He must. He must receive all the glory. He must receive all the honor. He must receive all the credit. He must receive all the work. All the credit for doing all the work. All of it. He must be glorified. He must increase. That's what John the Baptist said. John said, he must increase. If we're going to truly worship him, he must. The second thing is, we must receive none of the glory. None of it. We must receive none of the credit for the work of salvation. We must decrease. That's what John the Baptist said. He must increase. We must decrease. That's the second thing. We must. If we're going to worship him, we must. Now, along with that, this is my sincere desire for every single time that we gather around the Word. Every single time. If you look with me at John 21, verse 15, it says, so when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. The Lord said unto him, feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. I have a message today for God's sheep. I have a message for God's sheep. Our Lord said there are two types of people on this earth. Goats, that's what he called them. Goats, those who do not belong to him. Those who were not chosen to receive his salvation and receive his blood that he shed. Those who were not chosen to receive his faith that he gives. This is what our Lord said in John 10. The Lord said to some goats, and I know that that's a harsh way to put it, but that's what it is. He said to some who didn't belong to him. This was his wording. He said, you believe not because you're not of my sheep. That's why you don't believe on me. That's why you don't trust me. That's why you don't look to me. So this message today is not for goats. This message is for sheep. It's for those that God the Father selected to bring into His fold. Those who have already been brought into the fold, and those who will be brought into the fold. I have a message for sheep, and I say this in humility. I say this in reverence. I say this in fear, with not one stitch of arrogance. I want to be a sheep. I want you to be a sheep. I pray God might make us sheep. Through this message, I pray God might reveal to us that we are. I pray He might speak to our hearts that we are. If we are, if we truly are God's sheep, every time we gather together around the Word, my deep desire is for Him to be glorified and for us to be fed. Him to be glorified, us to be lowered and abased, and us to be fed. I want to be fed. I want you to be fed. I truly do. I want you to be fed. God's sheep must be fed. They must be fed. He said to all of His preachers, we just read it, what He said to Peter, He says to all of His preachers, if you love Me, feed My sheep. Feed My sheep. It's our commission. Now, if we have been called to be sowers of the seed, this word is the seed of God. And if we've been called to be sowers of the seed, we need to sow the seed to the sheep. That's who will hear it. That's who will, by God's doing, receive it, be blessed by it, grow from it. So I pray you and I are both sheep. This is in God's hands. This is His doing. But I pray that you and I are both sheep, and I pray we'll be fed through this. Look with me, if you would, in your Bibles at Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, verse 28 says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which He hath purchased with His own blood. What a calling. What an honor. What an absolute honor. He said, if you love Me, feed the sheep that I have purchased with My own blood. Feed the sheep. Feed the sheep. That's our Lord's command. Feed the sheep. If we're going to do that, we need to ask this question. If we truly are going to do that, we need to know the answer to this question. What do God's sheep feed on? What do God's sheep feed on? If my calling and my commission is to feed the sheep, what do they eat? What do they eat? What truly feeds God's sheep? What nourishes them? What sustains them? What satisfies them? To put it into one word, it's Christ. To bring it down to one word, it's Christ. We feed on Him. We feed on Him. We are strengthened on Him. We are filled on Him. We are satisfied on Him. God's people are only satisfied on Him. If they don't have Him, they're not satisfied. We're satisfied on Him. Spiritual malnourishment. Malnourishment, when someone is not being fed. Spiritual malnourishment comes the moment we start feeding on something other than Him. That's when malnourishment starts to come. Now, we're going to turn to quite a few scriptures, and we're going to see from God's Word what His sheep feed on. All right? First one is Psalm 34. If you want to turn with me to Psalm 34, it says in Psalm 34, verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. Taste and see. Taste it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste Him. Taste His goodness. Taste that the Lord is good. This is what God's sheep feed on. They feed on His goodness. They truly do. They feed on His goodness. God's sheep are satisfied every time they hear, just one more time, every time they hear it again, about just how good the Lord our God has been to sinners like us. Just how good He has been to sinners. We feed on that. God's people feed on that. Peter said, if so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. If you've been fed with that, if you've tasted just how gracious He is, we feed on His grace, the goodness of His grace. Grace means free gift. We feed on His free gift. It means you don't have to earn it. You don't have to earn it. Many people stand up in pulpits and they tell others, you got to earn God's salvation. You have to earn God's favor. You have to earn God's glory. You have to earn heaven. You have to earn. Grace cries, no, you don't. Christ has freely given it to you. God's people feed on that. They truly feed on that. His sovereign grace, that He will be gracious to whomever He chooses to be gracious to. That's wonderful. Who did He choose to be gracious to? Wretched, miserable, unworthy, undeserving sinners. That's who He chose. And that feeds my soul, because that's what I am. That's what I am. Ephesians 2 verse 4 says, God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved. Think about that. I pray that the Lord might give us ears to really hear that and hear what that means. By grace you are saved. How are God's people saved? How are God's sheep called into the fold? By grace, by free gift, by God's free doing. We're saved. That tastes so good to a man who knows he's a helpless sinner, an unworthy sinner. That tastes so good. We feed on His goodness. We feed on His grace. Turn with me over to Psalm 90. In Psalm chapter 90, verse 14 says, Oh, satisfy us early with Thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. God's sheep feed on His mercy. That's what they feed on. They delight themselves in the fatness, the plentifulness, the abundance of His mercy. He said in Isaiah 55, delight yourself in the fatness of the same covenant of mercy that I showed to David. That's what he said to all of his people. The sure mercies of David in the covenant of my blood, those same mercies belong to all of God's people. That covenant that says, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. When I shed my blood on you and see that the payment for sin has been made, no death will come to you, no destruction. That's my promise. That's my covenant. He said, when I see that, I'll pass over you. And that's something God's sheep feed on. They need that. They're nourished by that. They're strengthened by that, the blood. We are as wretched as God says we are, and that's much more wretched than we realize. We are wretched, wretched sinners. But this is God's promise to His people. Ruined, ungodly, He calls all of His people, ungodly sinners. He says, you're a sinner, but my promise is to sinners. Now let me ask you a question. Are you a sinner? Are you a sinner? God's sheep are. God's sheep are. All of God's sheep are. He said, my promise is to my lost sheep. Lost. All of God's sheep are astray. They're all prone to wander. Isaiah 53 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. All of God's sheep are in that boat. They're all sinners. Now, are you a sinner? I am. And all of God's sheep are. He said, I made a promise to shed my blood. I've made a promise to pay your debt. I've made a promise to not give you what you deserve, and I'm going to uphold my promise. Listen to this right here. Romans 8 verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Why? Mercy. That's why. God in mercy transferred all of that condemnation from all of His sheep. He took all the condemnation that was supposed to go to all of those sinful sheep, and He laid every bit of it on His Son. Every bit of it. Transferred all of it to Christ. A true sinner is going to say, if a man truly knows he's a sinner, he's going to say, you know, he may have done that for me yesterday, but I'm still a sinner today. I believe I'm going to be a sinner till the day I die. Well, God has provided mercy for every single day. That's what He said. He said it starts over brand new every morning. His compassion, His faithfulness to His people, it's brand new every morning. Every single morning when a sheep of God wakes up, this is what his soul feeds on. Every single morning, he says, there is still no condemnation in Christ. There wasn't yesterday. There's still not today. Still. God's sheep are nourished and they're strengthened by the wonderful news of His mercy. His mercy. The good news of His grace and the good news of His mercy. All right, go with me to Matthew 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, it says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. God's sheep feed, they live by, and they feed on His word. His word, every word that has proceeded out of the mouth of God. This is so true. This is so true. If you have tasted, if God has called you to be one of His sheep, you know that to be so. This is so true. David said, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And that's so. Again, Peter said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Not the opinion of man. God's sheep are not interested in the opinion of man. They're not interested in a book man has written. They're not interested in a packet that we're going to follow for our services. They're not interested in anything of man. God's word alone. Give me God's word alone. That's what a sheep will say. Give me God's word alone. That's it. It's through this word that we hear of His grace and hear of His mercy. It's through this word that we hear of all the precious promises that He's made to us, all of them. He said to His sheep, I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you. He has said, I will prepare a place for you. I have prepared a place for you. He has said, I love you with an everlasting love. And nothing can separate you from it. Nothing. We feed on His word. All of God's sheep do. The sweet promises of His Word. Over in John chapter 6, in John 6 verse 51, our Lord said, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" They didn't understand what he was saying. Then Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever." God's sheep feed on the life He lived and the death He died. That's what they feed on. That's their meat. That's their sustenance. That's what sustains them. That's what nourishes them, satisfies them. They feed on His broken body and His shed blood. They are honestly, spiritually sustained by Jesus Christ crucified. That's all they want. That's all they want. Paul said, "I'm determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." He said, "That's my only message, the cross of Christ." That's it. That's it. Living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified freely forever. One day He's coming. Oh, glorious day. He said, "I'm the living water. And if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink." He told that woman at the well, He said, "If you ever drink of the water that I give to you, you will never spiritually thirst ever again. You'll never be spiritually thirsty ever again." Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, it says in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 1, "Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea and did all eat the same spiritual meat and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ." That rock was Christ. That rock was the one who feeds our soul. God's sheep are fed by Him. We feed on Him. We feed on the goodness of His grace. We feed on the absolute delight of His mercy. We feed on the sweet promises of His Word. We feed on the life He lived, the death He died, His body, His blood. And if you look at 1 Corinthians 12, it says in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 13, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." We truly do feed on His Spirit. We truly do. He said, "When two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst of you. My Spirit is in the midst of you." And when it says God's sheep feed on it, they are all made to drink into it. They're all made to drink into one Spirit. And it's so satisfying. It's so fulfilling. God's people are fulfilled, truly fulfilled. Every time they feed on His Spirit, His Word, His glory. Now, even though God has ordained for men to minister the meal of the preaching of the Word, God has ordained for this means right here. But this is what He said. He said, I'm the one who feeds them. God has purposed for men to serve. That's what I'm doing right now. Serving a meal. Serving the meal. But this is what our Lord has said. He said, I'm the one who is feeding my people. I am the one who feeds them myself. Isaiah said, He shall feed His flock like a shepherd. He'll do it. So even though His preachers are commissioned to hand out the meal, He's the one doing the feeding. Our Lord said in Ezekiel 34, verse 11, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they've been scattered in the cloudy and dark day, and I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in the good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. You know what that is right there? That's a well-fed flock. Those are well-fed sheep. Our Lord has said, I will be their shepherd, I will feed them myself, and I'll feed them for all eternity. Oh, may God make us to be one of His sheep. I pray He has. Till next week, may the Lord bless His Word to our hearts.
You have been listening to a message by Gabe Stonecker, pastor of Kingsport Sovereign Grace Church in Kingsport, Tennessee. If you would like a copy of this message or to hear other messages of Sovereign Grace, log on to our website at ksgctn.org. If you would like to come and worship with us, our service times are Sunday morning Bible study at 10 o'clock a.m., worship at 10:45 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m., Wednesday evening at 7:30 p.m. Please tune in next week for another message of God's free and sovereign grace.